you want to say something?
Nope. You're doing a fine job.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I don't know how long we're supposed to do this.
All
I got any, anybody else got any questions?
Yeah, we'll request songs. How about Knoxville Girl?
What's that? Yeah, this is
the first person I've seen in a festival with the mandolin with the pick guard on the mandolin.
Well, it's not only a pick guard, it's a
pickup.
It's a pickup, it's a preamp. When I play with some heavy groups sometimes. Found out. Playing with David Nelson's band and the new Riders and Professor Louis and the Chromatics. I think Professor Louis was supposed to be here sometime today. He's the one who put the record out for me. Anyway, I had to plug in to be heard. last week played the Rom Festival in Owensboro, Kentucky, which is usually a bluegrass festival. They want to do something different. They called me and asked me, said, can you get the new Riders to come down here and be your band? So I checked that out. They couldn't afford them. I said, if you want me to do the Grateful Dead tribute, I said, I'll get you a band, whatever kind of band you want. I said, how heavy you want this? You want drums? No, you bring what you want to. So I had two drummers and two electric guitars. we had a ball, so that's what I just had to plug in to do things like that. I still haven't heard that well. I've always used a pickup, a pick guard, because I do the cross picking and sort of rest my finger on the pick guard. It's one of those habits that we get into sometimes and can't get out of. But I admire so many of the young mammoth players that I think they're computerized. First thing to do is nobody uses pick guard anymore. Very few people do. There's some great pickers out there. And I wish I could do half the stuff they do. Well, they might do half the stuff I do sometimes.